Open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1. Come on, dog. Ephesians chapter 1. Oh, I receive your seed.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
This verse cannot be entered into by worship. Just wish you can go in there. Wish you can go in there. You're going to have to be, the verses that I'm going to read this morning are going to put you in a particular position, but you're going to have to pay attention. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Now, that's not just go through the motion. Let's recognize what's going on here. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And notice what it says now. It's a past tense fact. Who has blessed us, no matter what come up. Who has blessed us with all. Now here's another factor that we have to consider. This is not normal. Spiritual blessing. You see that? Spiritual blessing. In other words, these blessings cannot be discerned. They cannot be earned.
That's good.
You have to have a revelation to enter into them.
Yes,
but they're there. Yes. You can be a church member and never see these things. He blessed us with all what?
Spirit.
Where?
In heavenly places.
In Christ, in heavenly places. Now, what you have to understand, thank you, Holy Spirit, what you have to understand, listen very carefully, you are now in a heavenly place.
Yes, sir.
No, I'm not talking about this building.
Yes, sir.
You are in a heavenly place because you're a child of God. No, not because of all your good living. But you're in a heavenly place because you accepted Jesus Christ.
Yes,
sir. See, I'm in a heavenly place. No matter what went on last, no matter how much trouble you've been through, no matter how weak it seemed that you are, because you're a child of God, the Spirit of God wants you to know right now, you have the right to be in your heavenly place. In other words, heaven have the opportunity to come to your rescue in every situation you're dealing with. There's a word I'm going to use in the subject in a few moments, but I want to talk to you a few minutes about he has, so it's already done.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, Ephesians 1, 3, I want you to feed on that. Then I want you to look at Ephesians chapter 3. I want you to look at verse 12. Verse 12. In whom we have boldness. Underline that word, boldness. Yeah, boldness. It belonged to you.
Yes,
blessing belonged to me.
Yes,
boldness and access. Underline the word access.
Yes.
With confidence. By the faith of him. Three words point out there. Give them to me. All right, now notice now this is a spirit realm. This is not a physical or secular realm. It is a spirit realm.
Yes,
but because I'm born of God's spirit,
yes,
I have a right to live at another dimension,
yes,
another realm.
Amen.
My life is not just based on the physical. My life is not just based on the news report. All right? I live at another level.
Yes,
I want you to think about realm, another realm, another dimension in the spirit as you operate and as you function. And you have access. And you don't have to go there as a crybaby. You go there boldness,
yes,
boldly with confidence that whatever I'm dealing with, I'm going to overcome it by another power.
Yes, sir.
You there in Ephesians 3. Now I want you to look at the 20th verse. You looked at Ephesians 1, 3. You look at Ephesians 3, 12. Now I want you to look at the 20th verse of the third chapter of Ephesians.
Come on.
Right now. Say right now.
Right now.
Look at this voice now. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above. Come on, get these words now. You underline them in your Bible. I want you to see them when you go. Exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Now here it is at the end of the 20th verse. If you're not receiving, here it is. According to the power that works in us. So if there's no power, if we don't know how to activate the power in us, the voice don't mean no good. See, if we're going to live by feeling, watch what I said. Watch what I said. If we're going to live by facts, what? You telling me I don't have to live by fact? No. You have the ability to change fact. Y'all with me over there?
Yes, sir.
Because there's nothing in here this morning in your life that God can't handle. Matter of fact, I see your joy come back this morning. And your peace come back. Everything may not be looking right. Everything might not be feeling right. But listen to the word of God. The word of God can take it. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. See, the power in me determines how I'm going to come out. But I have to have a boldness and know that Jesus already have given me the access, and I have to have confidence.
Yes, sir.
Romans chapter 8.
Come on, bring it to God. Hallelujah.
Romans chapter 8.
Yes, sir.
Before I read these verses, praying in the Spirit is the entrance into the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
So don't just think you just, when you talk about Chacho, don't just think you're doing, that's the entrance into the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
And you're not going to be able to partake or understand scriptures without going in the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
All scriptures are supernatural. They go beyond your thinking. They go beyond the situation. They go beyond Satan. Woo!
Yes.
Scripture take you beyond Satan.
Yes.
He can't hold you down. He can't bind you. He can't stop you, because you're more powerful than him. And when the word turn into spirit and life, you override Satan. He has to recognize your authority on earth, living in heaven. You didn't hear what I said. On earth, but I'm living in heaven, because I have heaven power on the inside of me. I call things that be not as though they were, and they answer me. I'm not a regular person. I'm not just a church member. I'm a child of the living God. I have power on the inside of me. Power to reign. Power to rule. Power to regulate my life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Something changing right now. Sit down and take these notes. Praying in the Spirit open up the supernatural, opening the doors of the supernatural. The supernatural means no limit. The The supernatural means I can live just like God. The supernatural means I can live just like Jesus. The supernatural means I can live just like any character in the Bible that I read about, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Job. I can live just like them. I'm going to stop reading just these historical characters. I need to, talk, matter of fact, turn to 1 Corinthians 14:2. I need to open the mysteries up of this supernatural life God has given me. I need to open it up on a daily basis. I don't need to go through the motion just praying in tongues. I need to know something opening up to me, something divine, something supernatural, something powerful, something that can change anything. Miracles, signs, and wonders are being opened. When I'm praying in the spirit, I turn into another being. I turn into the power of God. I'm not just saying words. I'm changing conditions. Write this down. God's presence, God's purpose, God's power, and God's provisions become open to me when I'm in the spirit. God's presence, God's purpose, God's power, God's provision belong to me when I step off out of the flesh into the spirit, step into the supernatural. And praying in the spirit is a supernatural channel for us. In other words, it looks like nothing working out, but if I can just get to pray in the spirit 15 or 20 minutes, oh my God, something changed. My mind cannot aggravate me no more because I get in the mind of the spirit. Say the mind of the spirit. Then you notice in 1 Corinthians, we'll go back to Romans 8, in 1 Corinthians 14:2, you notice that it said, man that praying and speaking an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men,
that's right,
but speaketh unto God. Howbeit in the spirit, he speaketh mystery. Everything you're dealing with, all you need is a heavenly mystery to walk out of it. And the Lord has provided a way for you not to worry yourself and not to be, you know, you can be reading 95 scripture, but you haven't tapped in yet. But you can't pray in the spirit and not tap in. You got 1 Corinthians 14:2, you see what it says? Huh? You're speaking directly to God when you're praying in the spirit. I may somewhere during this morning let the flow come in here. So you can get in, my goodness. So you can get in that realm, child. You a child of the living God. Watch what I said next now. And I want you to write this down. I have divine rights. Not just rights, divine rights. I shouldn't live a regular life. I shouldn't have repeated defeats. You might get me one time, but when you come back the next time, I'll be ready for you. Because when it looks like I can't get out of there, I'm going to pray in the spirit for a while. And when you come back, you're not coming back to the same man. You're not coming back to the same woman. You're not coming back in the same place. I'm going to meet you like a God. Praying in the spirit, open up the supernatural. Open the doors of the supernatural. Open, now listen to this, next, next one. Open it up, in this plural, seals. There are some supernatural things sealed up in your life. And you're not going to get them open until you pray in the spirit. They're sealed to the enemy, but they're sealed for you. The enemy can't go there. But you can open them up.
Thank you, Jesus.
What we're talking about this morning, Pastor? Developing unlimited access to the supernatural presence of God. developing unlimited access to the supernatural presence of God. Praying, you get Romans, go back to Romans 8 now. Praying, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah over there.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
All of your problems are trembling right now.
Yeah.
And tell two people, I'm getting my joy back. Tell two people. See, all this stuff come up. All this stuff come up and take your joy from you. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to deal with things. If you're going to live in this life, you're going to have to deal with things. But don't let it steal your joy. Sometimes your body going to act up. Sometimes your neighbor going to act up. Sometimes your employee, the person you work with going to act up. But don't let it steal your joy. I'm telling somebody else, I'm getting my joy back this morning. And then tell them, ha, 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 ha. Nobody, listen to what I'm about to say. I feel anointing. Nobody will leave you in the stuck this morning. Every stuck you were in that were robbing you of your joy, you getting out this morning. I wish somebody pray with me up in here. Nobody leaving. Everybody leaving you with joy this morning. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Tell two other people, I'm taking my joy back this morning. I try to be nice, but you don't have to repeat this. I'm taking my joy back this morning to hell with what's going on. It's from hell. It's from hell, so the hell with it. I'm about to turn heaven loose. Sha-ta-da-da-ba-sha-ta. I'm about to turn heaven loose. Tell somebody, I'm about to turn heaven loose on this situation. I'm about to turn heaven loose on all my situations. Sit down and write this down. Praying in the spirit. Keep us tapped into the supernatural. In Romans 8, we read this because there's so many things this morning. Hallelujah.
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 Now get ready to write because your answer is about to come. Now, in the spirit realm, the spirit realm does not speak English. So when God says something to you, what is this? But if you just act on it, are you following me? So it's not going to be just a regular statement. It's something for you to do that is not normal. See, but your trust going to be in him. And so in order to keep you out of the way, he can't give you a clear way it's going to be done. So he going to say something to you, but it's not going to make sense. But let me tell you what it does make. Faith. See, he can't tell you something you could fully explain. Because then you're going to think you're doing something. So he just give you the statement that don't look like it make no sense. He said, dude, this is going to solve all three of them. Because he's calling for your faith. You know, a lot of things God already answered to you, but you want a paragraph. You want a thesis on your answer. God does not work in paragraph and thesis. He's going to just answer the thing the way he want to answer it and say, if you're going to trust me with all your heart, you're going to lean on me with all your understanding, acknowledge me in all your ways, then I can direct your path. I can't be on your equal. I'm telling you right now, child, many answers have already been given you, but they didn't come like you wanted it. They didn't come through who you wanted them to come through. We pray to God in the spirit and look for a mundane answer, a worldly answer. No, he answers in the spirit. All right, Romans 8 now, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity. Underline that word infirmity. Come on, son. Underline that word infirmity. Infirmity. Because that's, you see, your intimacy with God, that's a $300 check. Your intimacy with God is based on your infirmity, not on your academic. See. And when we talk about infirmities, we're talking about inabilities in the supernatural without the supernatural one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Doesn't mean you're not educated. It doesn't mean that you don't have some kind of craft. But when it comes to this realm, it don't work, baby.
Yes, sir.
You have to recognize I come up short.
Yes, sir.
And I need the anointing.
Yeah.
I need the word of God. I need to pray.
Yes, yes.
I need to get into another realm. I need to hear his voice.
Yes, yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Somebody say hallelujah up in there. Now, dimensional, your life is changing this morning.
Yes.
Whether you accept it or not, because there are a lot of answers you think you don't have, but you already have them.
Yes.
Go back over now. Go back over your time, the things you wrote down. Your answer's always there, supernaturally. It's not gonna add up naturally wise. So what are you telling me, Pastor? I'm telling you, most of y'all got your answers already, and you're still praying about it. When you pray, listen very carefully, don't you do all the talking. You didn't hear me? You know what I said? You don't know what I meant? What you mean when I pray? Who gonna pray? When you pray, it's a conversation. Somebody else talking. Every time you pray, God talks. Somebody got to be listening. You just keep on praying and keep on praying and you don't pay him no attention. He's given you your answer already. How many of y'all believe in victory? If you don't, get on up out of here. Don't mess them other people up. Hallelujah. How many of y'all believe God can answer everything you got right now? How big is your God? He's a big God? Huh? We have not been acting like he's a big God. But he's bringing us into revelation, to understanding that praying in tongue is the entrance into the supernatural. Let's take notes from this quick, and I'll finish reading Romans 8. Praying in tongue is beneficial because it is the gateway into the spirit realm. Are you listening? There is a doorway in the realm of the spirit, and it is through tongues. In Revelation 1:10, John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. The quickest way to get in the spirit is pray in the spirit. No wonder Christians have no knowledge of entering into the spirit realm. Tongues are the key that unlocked the spirit world. Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
As long as Satan can keep you away from tongues, he can keep you away from the miraculous. There in 1 Corinthians 14:2, you notice it says, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mystery. You got that right. If anybody here not baptized with the Holy Ghost, never done speaking in tongues, when I finish preaching, I'm going to get you baptized. Because you need to have a prayer language. Tell the person next to you, you need to have a prayer language.
Yes, sir.
Who in you never spoke in tongues? Let me see your hand. You never spoke in tongues. That's all right. You're a Christian. You got a right to, but you never spoke in tongues in your life, in the spirit. Who in you? Who in you right now? You never? All right. We're going to get you filled with the Holy Spirit. Who else? My brother over here. Who else? Never spoke in tongues. Be honest with me now. Come on. Let me do my ministry. All right. Thank you. I see your hand. All right, boys. Go get them filled with the Holy Ghost. Where my man at? Huh? One online too? But y'all work it out, Leroy. I don't know how y'all work. Get up here, whoever online. Come on, go with him. Where my man at? Come on, get these people. Yeah, who else? Don't set that line now. If you never spoke in tongues, get your tail up. It's time. Come on now, because I'm trying to get you somewhere. Go with it. If this man got enough respect, He's an official in the police world, and so he's got enough respect. So y'all get on up. Y'all could have some respect here this morning. I'm trying to get you somewhere. And don't take long. Let's get them filled with the Holy Ghost. Get on back up in here. That's gonna go right there. All right. Everybody else speaking tongue. I might ask you to speak in tongue. You sit here and say. So all y'all sitting here. Telling me, he said, Apostle, I can pray in tongues right now if you point at me. All right, get on out of here. Go ahead. Because this is such a powerful message. This is going to put you in another realm. You'll never be tied up again. See, I told you I'm not going to do things that normal. See, now that's not normal. You're in the middle of your message. But I ain't thinking about that. Listen, take these notes. Tongues are the key that unlock the spirit world. As long as Satan can keep you away from tongues, he can keep you away from the miraculous. And this is when you pray in tongues, you are automatically in the spirit. Well, in other words, when you start praying in tongues, good God Almighty, you're entering into God's miracle zone. I'm going to give you a few more points and I'm going to get back up. Praying in tongues is a direct line to God. Yeah. Satan can't interrupt, he can't intercede because he don't know what you're saying. The devil is totally confused when you start praying in tongues. It shake hell up. Because hell know they can't stop you. Tongue is a hotline to God. It's a direct line to the Almighty. Put footnote this. And when you get an audience with God praying in the Spirit, miracles has to flow. Miracles will start flowing in your life. Today. On a daily basis. That's a miracle right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I get excited. You know, I prayed about an hour and 40 minutes about 3 a.m. this morning. Share that, old Bata. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I pray kind of quiet. I'm inside, laying inside my wife. I pray low, but I prayed through about 3 something this morning, praying in the spirit. Amen. See, I'm bold as a lion, too, partner. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, let's look at Romans 8:26. Because this takes us so many places. These verses, these three verses take us so many places. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. You see that?
Yes.
For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. We might know what we need to pray for.
Right.
But we don't know how we ought to pray for it.
Right.
See that? But the Spirit, and notice a capital S there, talking about the Holy Spirit. But the Spirit himself, now itself is a mistranslation, himself maketh intercession for us with groaning, which cannot be uttered. Groaning, which cannot be uttered. Hallelujah. So all of y'all say y'all filled with the Holy Ghost, right?
Yes.
So if we pray in the Holy Ghost, if we start speaking in tongue, we're not in violation because everybody here filled with the Holy Ghost, right?
Yes.
Oh, I'm working on something. I'm working on something now. All of y'all say you filled with the Holy Ghost, okay? So you don't be just sitting there. At the point in time you start speaking, don't say that all puzzled like you. Oh, man, what is this? Why, Cam, yeah. What are they doing up in here? I want a regular church. Well, you just lied. I asked you, did you speak in tongues? We got to get the lie out of the way first before you can get to God. Actually, you don't supposed to live a predictable life. You're supposed to live an unpredictable life. When something go wrong in your life, everybody come on with how you going to come out. And you come out on the other side praising God. Because you go into a realm that a normal man can't understand. Whatever you're dealing with right now that is not working in your favor, hold fast to your confession of faith without wavering, for he is faithful, that promise. Our God is a faithful God. Anybody know him in here? Have he ever done anything for you? You ever talk with him?
Yes.
You ever talk back to you?
Yes.
We serve a powerful God. Praying in the Spirit. Almost 50 years of ministering, praying in the Spirit have been powerful in my life. I would never let a day go by without an hour. Then sometimes 2 hours. Great men and women of God who have touched the world for God was people who prayed in the Spirit.
Yes.
I want you to get back to doing it.
Yes,
and if you, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, now these voices tell us all of it. 27th voice saying, he that searches the heart. Now I want you to see what praying in the Spirit bring you into knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Mind of the Spirit, will of God. Those two things are powerful. Mind of the Spirit, will of God. And look at verse 28. This is what praying in the Spirit do for you. And we know. God, dog, man, this don't look right, what's happening to me right now, but and we know that all things work together.
Yeah.
In other words, God gonna make everything work in my favor.
Yeah.
Even though it don't look right, even look like I'm losing, even though it look like I'm failing, but I know that I got the word from God that he gonna make it work in my favor.
Yeah.
Wow! Whatever you're dealing with now, when you're praying the Spirit, The Lord going to make it work for your favor. Come on. Make it work for your favor. You mean to tell me I've come here this morning and find out that everything going to work in my favor? That's a $1,000 check there. Everything going to work in my favor? I know how to make everything work in my favor. Or I ought to preach right now. I know how to make everything work in my favor. When the fire's hot, it's still working my favor. Everybody against me. If God is for me, who can be against me? It's still working my favor. If I get in the line then, it's still working my favor. If the flood comes and the water get high, it's still working my favor. If I'm standing before a Red Sea and look like nowhere to cross, but I got my confidence in Him, it's still working my favor. He can open Red Sea without my help. Hallelujah. If I come before a wall in my life and look like the wall don't fall, but I get instruction like Joshua got instruction, march around the wall, what, 6 or 7 days, and the wall would fall out because I got my hand on your wall. All walls in your life is falling right now. Everybody trying to hold you out. Everybody trying to hold you back. They can't hold you no more. Sha-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. When I get to praying in the spirit, I turn in the power of God. I turn the life of God loose in me. I turn the anointing of God loose on me. Glory to God. And I pray in the spirit. Miracles, signs, and wonders begin to flow in my life. Things begin to change in my life. When I pray in the spirit, signs and wonders begin to walk with me. Things begin to happen all around me. I can't explain, but I know the power and the glory of God is on my life, and I'm glad about it. You can't tie me up because I got somebody on the inside of me. I heard the word say, greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. I got a God that never lost a battle. Well, you called Him Jehovah. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's my provider. He's Jehovah Shammah. He's present with me. He's my glory. So when I pray in the storm, ha 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 ha. I'm telling you now, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion and the power of the enemy. Come on, let's tread on him right now. The power of the enemy cannot do you no harm. You can't stay sick with my medicine going through you. My word is your medicine today. Somebody shout in this place. Give God the praise. Give God the glory. Hallelujah. 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 I'm walking in the power of God. I'm walking in the presence of God. I'm walking in the provision of God. I'm walking in the power of God. This day. This day. This day. Pray in tongues for 2 minutes. Come on, son. Chororoa received. Chororoa is $500. See the person next to you praying. If not, bring them up here. Bring them to me. Come on. They ain't praying, bring them to me. If the person next to you not praying, bring them to me. Look at them. Look at them out. See if they're praying. If they're not praying, bring them down. Bring them to me. Woo, glory to God. See if that person next to you praying in tongues. They say they got it. Boy, the power coming in this place. Woo, I feel a power. Shout out about everything being solved right now. I said everything. People being healed right now. Everything being solved. Your finances being solved right now. Your business about to increase, boy. Come on. Come on. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God, receive. Oh, my goodness. Sha-da-da-ba-ba-sa-ta-da-da-ba-sha-ta. You praying? That place next to you praying? That place next to you praying? Come on. Place next to you praying? I'm going to preach about 5 or 10 more minutes. Place next to you praying? I receive, receive. Nobody here will be tied down anymore. All right. Get your seat, get your Bible. I'm going to close in a few minutes. Get your seat, get your Bible. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Who glad you're here this morning? Online members. Hallelujah. Shh. Come on, son. Shh. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got your shouting clothes on? Huh? I said you got your shouting clothes on? Let's read Romans 8:28. If you don't shout now, I can't help you. Romans 8:28. After we pray the will of God, after we pray in the mind of the Spirit, when you're praying in tongues, Romans 8:28, come to your house today. Come to every one of your situations. Come on now, listen to me. I'm not just up here trying to make a time pass. Everything you're dealing with now end up in Romans 8:28. So even the things that look awkward gonna start working in your favor. Let me say it in a way that but make it a little foggy. Even your traps will become an access this morning. Because you know God dealing with it in a certain way. He's dealing with it where Satan cannot determine what he's doing. So you got to give him faith. See, Satan, listen to me. You got to understand this. I got to close. Satan can't operate in the realm of faith. Satan, what a revelation. Satan has no faith. So when you get in faith, Satan can't come there. So God will give you a statement that the only way you can believe him is by faith. You know, Joshua said, how this wall gonna fall with us just marching around? But by faith, he trusted God. You see, I received your seed. By faith, he trusted God. Are you listening? $100 check. Are you listening? Oh, my goodness. I got to close, children. Praying in the Spirit, listen very carefully now, takes you out of the natural. Ooh, you don't know how powerful. Write that down. Take you out of the natural, because the natural, come on, the natural is where Satan can ring his bells. When you get out the natural and get in the Spirit, he can't go down. You got it.
And also, that my...
Done deal. She's been with me a long time. That's my daughter there. One or two more things, then I'm going to close. Leroy's going to come. You receive anything? When things look like they're getting puzzled, take 5 minutes. Just take 5 minutes. You understand? Just take 5 minutes. Just take 5 minutes. You have to sound like me. Everybody got their own name. Ha pa pa la la ba sha ta. Matter of fact, all the responsibilities I have, that's the only way I can have peace. Phone call, somebody call. Ya ta la ba sha ta ta. Ka ta ra ta 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 ra. Tell me what to do with this thing, you know what I'm saying? I was trying to handle it myself, you know. That was a problem. Y'all been trying to handle it yourself. You can be driving the car. Shut up about ta ka ta ra. Putting the next car, don't know what's going on. Ya la 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 ta ta. Now I heard something from the Lord I never heard before. Just while I was talking, when you pray in the spirit, you're locking Satan up in jail. Because he cannot. That's my first time hearing that. I heard that the Lord, the Spirit of God said that. You're actually putting him in jail where he's supposed to be because he cannot handle you when you're praying in the Spirit. He don't know what you're saying, but God is hearing you. So when you're praying in the Spirit, you're locking up all your enemies. Everything trying to come against you. Everything trying to hold you back. You're locking it down. It's not fair for a Christian to pray in the Spirit. It's not fair. When a Christian's not praying in the Spirit, it's all over. I can hear a demon tell another demon, you know this is not fair. We can't stop her no more now. She done got praying in that language. I don't understand what she's saying, but I know every time she do it, something happens out of the ordinary. You see what I'm saying? Please don't let her go to a church that teach her that. Please don't let them people go to a church that teach them about praying in the Holy Ghost. What your other people say foolish, you know. Denomination people say it's foolish. Because Satan wanted it. He got tala la man so coach. He got tala the man. Now, I know that's diver's kind of tongue, but we're talking about praying in the Spirit. Come on. We're talking about you, your individual prayer language now. I know when you're speaking diver's kind of tongue, you need to have interpretation at $1,630. Receive. He said, receive. Receive. Praying in tongue. I'm going to close in a minute. But I'm so happy that we can get to this realm in the Spirit. I sense it in this building. I sense people flowing. You know, James, I sense people receiving. And somebody got help here this morning. I knew I did. It don't take no more 5 minutes. Sometimes 2 minutes. Praying in the Spirit. You turn into another person. That's why he want to make it unimportant. Because he know when you go to pray in the Spirit, you become his master. His whole ministry is built on hours and hours and hours, thousands of hours of praying in the Spirit. Not only me, my intercessors, the other people who pray. I have no respect for none of your problem this morning. Your God is bigger than that. And we know that all things work together for good for them that love God. How many things?
All things.
To them which are called according to his purpose. Well, let me sit down here, Leroy. I'll take up our next setting. I'm going to read this quickly. Permitting the Holy Spirit to open all doors to the supernatural. Keeping supernatural favor on the table. Shutting down all impossibilities. And releasing all divine possibility. Opening the gates, doors, and windows of the supernatural on the business of God on earth. The supernatural is the kingdom, power, and glory of God in operation by cooperation of his children. Letting him manifest his ways on earth from heaven. Are you a secular carnal Christian? Or know you that you are a spiritual supernatural Christian? Constantly building divine structures in your life. Praying in the Spirit give you supernatural keys for victory in every part of your life. In other words, every time you pray in the Spirit, you get a supernatural key. Some things need to be unlocked and some things need to be locked. But those supernatural keys become available when you're praying in the Spirit. Get it about that. That supernatural key. Are you listening to me? Come on, daughter. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Thank
you. Glory to God.
I received $500 check.
Thank you.
You know what you got this check rolled out? Paid it all to Apostle Leroy Thompson Sr. That's how it wrote. I just read what she got on that. So glad I told one of my boys, I said, boy, go ask that girl to go out. He been happy ever since. Oh man, he happy. I like for you to be happy, you know. You get the right one, you can make it happy. I'll be 52 years in June. You get the right one, you get the right one, you know. I was stupid. God had to pick my eyes out. Yeah, I know. And God, I was cutting hair in a bombshell. God said, that girl in Prairieville, that's your wife. Wife? I ain't looking for no wife. I said, what? But I didn't say nothing because I know who he was, you know. I said, okay. I didn't want to ask him to marry me. He told me she was my wife. And she had to be special because you quitting your job, man, got no money. I come to the yard and say, I'm quitting tomorrow. I had a woman who wasn't tuned in. That woman would cuss me out. I mean, you're quitting your job tomorrow. You know how many bills we got? And we got 3 kids. I receive your seed.
Hallelujah.
I just found out the other day, after 30 years, God built a walkway in my yard. I don't have to go out nowhere to walk. I'd go around the guest house, come around the back, come just walk all on concrete, go around the fountain and just walk on back. So that's where I walk at now. I thought I had to go out in the road and go around like other people. God said, no, I built this behind your fence so you can walk. You can walk with your dog loose. I bet you look closely, God has done some things for you, you don't even know it. Satan always trying to keep our eyes on the problem. I bet everybody here got a special thing God have done for you, and you haven't seen it, but your eyes are open now. You're going to see it this week. And you're going to thank him and stop complaining. God is always planning for you. Developing unlimited access to the supernatural presence of God. I love it. Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who got blessing here?
Amen.
Or make some kind of little dance. Let me see how much you look. Shake something. Yeah. God bless. Come on, Leroy. Come on. God bless. I got blessed. Tell somebody I got blessed.
I'm blessed right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Boy, y'all love that preacher when I start preaching. That's all right, I'm gonna preach, but I'm gonna get information in you. I don't have no problem preaching. Look how alive you are. I see, I fear you. Hallelujah, I've been to church this morning. Glory to God. Y'all keep loving God, keep loving one another. Keep walking by faith. Go ahead, Junior.